Daily Program National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BB and Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Cultural Harvest helps native tuba go gangbusters in regional Victoria. So when it comes to native foods industry, it's an old story with a new yarn. We're going to catch up a yarn and talk to Brem Mason, General Manager at Black Duck Foods. And on the line, Brem, good morning. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks, Trevor. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you, Brem. So where are you based? Down there in Victoria?
I am, mate. I'm down here on Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung country.
Coal country, brother. Yes. Coal country.
It is.
And you're rugged up, scarf, beanie, rigged up. I'm sitting in football shorts and singlet in Cairns. Come and join us.
There's snowing up here the other day, so it's pretty cool.
All right, fantastic. Now, let's talk about this beautiful space. First of all, Black Ducks Food, you're the general manager there. Give us a bit of background regarding Black Ducks. Tell us about Black Duck Foods, my friend.
Yeah, for sure. Look, Black Duck Foods is a little social enterprise where we have a majority Aboriginal board and we employ five Aboriginal rangers down at our farm, Umbla, at Mallatruda.
Yes.
We're all around food sovereignty.
Good.
For us, breaking that intergenerational trauma is, can be healed partially with food.
Yes, and using food as the vehicle, as the tool.
That's it, mate. Exactly right.
Beautiful.
There's some amazing Australian foods out there.
Exactly.
We've been experimenting with some, and I shouldn't say experimenting. The guys out at the farm are really bringing back the cultural practices to reinvigorate what we know about some of these plants and how we can, how are they used?
Yes.
How are they propagated and managed? We're talking about grasslands that, when Europeans came here, they basically locked them up for a couple of hundred years.
Yes.
And they were really food bowls, mate. They should be managed as food bowls, not just as museum pieces.
So tell us about the cultural harvest, which helps native tuba go gangbusters. Explain that's our space.
Absolutely.
That platform.
Yeah, for sure. These are amazing little yam-producing plants. And look, a European grassland, the little tubers on them are tiny, about a centimetre long. That's because the soil is unhealthy. The country is unhealthy. But as soon as we started bringing back the cultural practices of looking after the soil and the plants...
Rejuvenate the whole country.
Mate, I tell you, these plants just were amazing. They not only did they increase in size, the number and the size of the tubers that they started producing were absolutely amazing. I'd never seen it before.
So, of course, they're edible, yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're really crunchy and crisp.
Mm.
And, they got this fairly unique flavour. They're not like a carrot or a radish or anything like that. Although, when you bite into them, they taste a bit like... they crunch like a radish.
Mm.
But they're really quite... I don't know, they've got a taste of their own, mate. I'm not really big into my veggies, but I tell you.
Take a page out of your book. So we're talking about producing, but also putting it out there on the market. Are you wholesale? Are you putting it out there as such?
Oh, it's early days for us, mate. We're only little.
Sure.
We need as much support as we can.
But the future looks good.
Yeah, the future does look good. I think we've had a fair bit of interest in producing them. But our model is not just to produce it ourselves. It's to help other traditional owners, look at what they've got in their backyards, if you like, on their country, and help them get their products to market. So if we can learn from what we're doing and then share that knowledge, that's beautiful. That's what we want to do.
And when you're talking about First Nation people operating on their own country, that in itself is spiritual, but also opportunity for a business entity as such, and, employment, but also standing alone and standing strong in the 21st century in the business world, so to speak.
absolutely, you know, loud and proud, mate. And I think that's the way to go. It's not only just with the, you know, the tubers and the munyang that we're looking at, but we're also looking at native grains as well.
Yes.
And we've been working on a grain roadmap, and that'll is using the same type of model where we want to help community, you know, harness the power of their land and their culture and get grains out as well. But, mate, we need help. We're only little, and anyone who wants to walk, you know, alongside us and get these things out, we're more well, you know, willing to listen.
So, yeah, well, you're looking for investors, are you?
Yeah, investors or sponsors in the first area, because we're really still looking at scaling up, and until we can scale up, you know, that sort of, we're not quite at that investor stage yet, but more, you know, anything to do with these type of little entities.
Sure.
You know, we can apply for grants for specific things that the grant makers want us to do and that type of thing, but they don't necessarily support our cultural practices on the farm, mate. And those cultural practices are what gets the country healthy again and gets the good.
Well, exactly. Looks after Mother Earth, you know, and it looks after the traditional owners as such. Right. From little things, big things, right? We should make a song out of that.
We should. I think I know this guy, Paul. He might be able to help us out there.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Fantastic. Now, you're saying you have 5 rangers on board, have you?
Yes, we do, mate. That's correct.
They're awesome, good.
Awesome guys. Quick, you know, shout out to them, Chris, Terry, Nathan, Kai and Ross. They are kicking goals.
Beautiful. And they live on country? Do you have like the setup there regarding the farm? Is there accommodation there?
Or? We do offer accommodation for people who want to come and come and stay and do cultural immersion experience and the like.
Good. So we're talking tourist industry as well, an opportunity.
Tourist industry as well,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, those workshops that we can bring in corporate clients to learn about it as well, so we offer that as an experience. The team, they live, you know, all out through Eden and Pambula and Bega and the like on their own.
So with your produce, has it been marketed? Has it been farmed anywhere else in Australia? And is it on the market as such? Explain that space there, please, Bram.
Yeah, for sure. The two that I mentioned there, the native grain and the munyang, they're not marketed as foodstuffs.
There's big potential there.
There's big potential, for sure.
Well, I'm thinking of all the so-called chefs out there listening in may see an opportunity there.
yeah, definitely.
Cooking up a storm. Exactly. Well, we're having a yarn here on National Talk Black, so we're going across the nation thanks to NERS. So the word is out there, Bram. You're probably going to get inundated now with phone calls, investors there want to invest into a fantastic business opportunity. Good luck with it all, but please do keep in touch, and big shout-out to your Deadly Rangers there. And Black Duck Foods is kicking, is swimming on the land, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Deadly Trevor. Thanks, mate. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for the yarn. Yeah, Bram, and all the best. And you take care. Keep in touch, my brother.
Will do. Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Bram Mason, his name is. And Black Duck Foods, general manager, and talking about cultural harvest helps native tuber go gangbusters in regional Victoria. And so just being productive with country, traditional owners working on the land and turning the land into a business entity as such and starting out small. Are looking for investors. So if you're looking at an opportunity there to get in touch with Black Duck Foods, there it is. And opportunities knocking on people's door every day. Sad things, but I don't do it to hear the opportunity. Because we're too busy knocking the opportunity. Check it out, your mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Stay.
Don't you go away.
Yeah, Daily Track. Go, sister. Jessica Mowboy, who's loving you here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Magical number you need to call. Otherwise, text a brother 045-7140-550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. Ugly, painful Aussie reacts to heartbreak after making history. Cult hero Rowan Browning was left wanting more after finishing sixth in the final of the 100 metres at the Commonwealth Games. Other stories here. Commonwealth Bank becomes first of the big four banks to respond to RBA rate hike. Another news here. Ariane Titmus and Australia's swimmers wrap up Golden Commonwealth Games. And they're also inflation pain pours to strike the better off. One of the most amazing humans, Fennec, pays tribute to Famichon. Inside Australia's Terradram, how neo-Nazism spreads in our cities. And other titles we got here is Cameron Smith refutes claim Storm created the hip drop tackle. That's a point of finger there. Gender bender, books infiltrating schools. Jane Fonda not proud about facelift. Police hunt a gunman after shooting in rural town. And Manchester United boss hits out at unacceptable Ronaldo act. So they're the news that make the headlines for today. Tell us the news that's happening around your area or with your mob or with your clan, with your tribal mob. Good or bad, all ears here. Maybe you've got a daughter finishing grade 12 this year and going to university. All yarns here, here on your daily program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? Some people say home is where the heart is, you know? And it's true. So I want you to kick back, close your eyes, and reminisce.
Home is where the heart is. So kick back and reminisce. We're living the life.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, culturally appropriate health campus to be built in Broome. We're going to talk to Nini Mills, and she's the Yamba Buru Yaruru Chief Executive, about this beautiful organisation, about the go-ahead, and announced $8 million invested by the WA Premier, Mark McGowan. But on the line, we have Nini Mills. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning in Yarra language. How are you, Trevor?
I'm very good, my sister. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Nini?
Sure. I'd like to say Ngaji Gurujin, Ngayu Nilawal Nini, Ngayu Ngangan Banagajandu, Ngayu Ngambalan Yarungan Buru. So my name is Nini Mills. I'm a Bunaga woman. Bunaga is my skin, and I belong to beautiful Yarra country. And like you've said, I'm the CEO of Nyambaburu Yarra, which is the operating arm of the Yarra Prescribed Body Corporate.
Beautiful, fantastic, and beautiful language. Thank you, my sister, for sharing, keeping our culture alive. Now, fantastic opportunity here, cultural appropriate health campus to be built in Broome. So just regarding the operation, in Broome we do have a First Nation health organisation, do we not?
We certainly do. Yes. We've got a regional body, which is CAMS, Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service, and also BRAHMS, which is the local AMS.
And so the health campus will complement that, will it not?
Absolutely. So the intent with the Inajalal Ngarungunil, which means care for people in Yarra language, the Broome Health and Wellbeing Campus, is to, what we've done is utilise Yarra's land estate to strategically consider the co-location of complementary health services so that we can establish a bit of more appropriate culturally sound services. And also ensure that that co-location provides for better, greater collaboration between those services.
Yeah, fantastic. And so that extends job employment for Mob and Broome as well, working at the health campus.
Absolutely. So we strongly believe that in order to deliver culturally appropriate services, then who better place to be able to support that process than Indigenous people themselves? Mm-hmm. So we anticipate that this project and this precinct will allow the opportunity not only for that co-location
yes.
and for the design principles in the development of that infrastructure, but underpinning that and importantly underpinning that is to ensure that there's broader opportunities for Indigenous people to be employed and engage in these services to our people and to other people more broadly, of course.
Exactly. And then we can't be black on black, and so that's a fantastic opportunity. Now, also exciting with the health campus, will they be run by a board of directors and CEO as such?
So each of the individual agencies and organisations that will be co-located there will operate within their own autonomy and have their own management structures.
Mm.
Notwithstanding, Nyambaburu Yarra aim to develop a Mabu Liana framework, and what that framework does is overlay a bit of a kind of management approach and evaluation approach to ensure culturally sound services.
Mm.
And so we will work with these agencies to tie into that.
Mm.
And like we just discussed, you know, looking at employment opportunities for Indigenous people as one of those key priority areas.
Mm. And would you know off the top of your head how many staff will be on board with the new health campus?
So each facility, so there's a couple of facilities already existing there, which is the Broome short stay, and then there's an aged care facility. And so there's, you know, quite a few staff members within those agencies already. The new facilities will have a number of other kind of staff attached to those.
Mm.
There's also land still available, and we're looking at kind of tenants to co-locate there as well. So I would imagine in totality, when we do get to the final stages of development, there'd definitely be, you know, hundreds of employees working
Beautiful.
Within this precinct.
Beautiful. And have we got a date when the campus will be open, Nini?
So the campus is, it will be a staged approach. So technically speaking, it is open because of those existing facilities that
okay.
are already there. And we will progress the stage development with two new facilities in the not-too-distant future. And like I said, we're currently very mm. actively exploring the co-location of other services there.
Fantastic. Well, look, it's a great platform for the future ahead. Congratulations. Big shout-out to the mob there in Broome. And, look, we will be keeping in touch, Nini, and Black Success is what we're looking for our mob and to steer into the future, sister.
Thank you so much for sharing in our success and highlighting that across the nation. Appreciate your time and your effort in that regard.
To Deli Nili, thank you. We'll yarn soon, my sister. All the best, eh?
No worries. Galamabu, thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deli Yarn there. Nini Mills, her name is, and Chief Executive of Nyambaburu Yarra. And talking about the health campus to be built in Broome. So, look, fantastic. WA Premier Mark McGowan on Sunday last week announced $8 million investment to build the Yana Yalan Garaguru Care for People, Broome Health and Wellbeing Campus, and to be developed on Nyambaburu Yarra land. So, look, fantastic. Black on black, looking after our mob. Fantastic to see. And Deli Yarn there with the Chief Executive of Nyambaburu Yarra, Nini Mills. So to Deli Mob, have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Southern land, we stand on sacred ground and keep you bumping to these native sounds. From the land of the kangaroo, gonna show you how we ride. We've been a singing and a dancing since the dawn of time. So jump up on this ride while we fly like a spear, like the waters in the Great Barrier Reef. We keep it clear, we mixing and I'm molding this classic Aussie. Why? We modern combo gunners doing deadly here. Cause stop me when I'm coming like the snowy when it's flowing. Showing poetry in motion like a boomerang flying. Territories and states be getting the taste. This modern day corroborate real hit your ear like a
dead weight. Solid rock.
Yeah, the man, thousands have died just to make
Solid Rock Street Warriors there, 2011 Deadly's nominees, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Tony on the line. Tony, very good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm better than what I've been. I've got my hearing back, been vinegary, dead.
All ears now, all ears. Look out.
Yeah.
Good, brother. And,
yeah, I'd like to say a few things, and appreciate Selwyn's comments too. The I Spy game, we was having a bit of a thing. Of, he was calling me man from uncle, and he's the same, I think. And that came from that show, I think, with Agent Gibbs on the NCIS, and David McCallum was the fella that does the post-mortems on that show, is the original man from uncle. Anyway, I just want to do a little bit of I Spy, what I've been spying, because...
Yes.
I intensely listen to all the news and join the dots, and there's something disturbing I haven't been able to say about Australia. And there's a couple of other things after. At the moment, or before I lost my hearing, I heard that the Australian observation planes were flying in the Chinese sea, and the Chinese jets come out and they drop like this aluminium or... stuff in front of the jets as a warning. And so that happened twice, I think. And then those jets that Australia was lending to Taiwan or whoever were withdrawn. And then I heard that they were given to India to use for their surveillance. And a disturbing thing after hearing other news reports, India is actually buying arms from Russia.
Okay.
That is a really big thing, and I tried to get on the ABC and talk about this, but they reckon my phone is no good, and they put me on hold, and I don't get on. I think it's a really important observation, because Australia is part of what they call the Quad, with Australia, Japan, America, and India.
Mm.
And so we're helping India by supplying them surveillance planes that also have problems with China. But the other news report is that India, because it left the British Empire years ago, and are getting arms from Russia. I just think that that's a huge thing that people in this country should know.
Well, we're talking about relationships with international countries. We're talking about the financial sense and trading and what have you, but how far are we supposed to go in regarding, you know, weapons? There's a war going on over there. We're supporting the underdog, so to speak, and yeah, you know, and stopping the bully tactics. But so, like I said, weapons kill people. You know what I mean?
I don't think they're helping Ukraine enough. I think there's a lot of talk and free trade, but when war comes into it, you know, we've got. It's just so much going on. And the other thing is talk about global warming, which is my second point. I made my point that India is buying arms from Russia and we're in cohorts with them. The other thing that's going on is global warming, which is, you know, they're talking about it in good intentions, but people have to realise that once in history the Earth changes, it's not a fixed thing. There was an ice age before, and it melted, and it's been melting ever since. And it's a natural event. No matter what human doing, the Earth does not stay constant. It is not fixed in outer space. And it could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, when there was the ice age, they didn't have factories and coal mining and cars running around. Then the Earth still warmed up.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So, well, global climate's real, is it not?
Oh, it's real, yeah.
Of course it is.
Cold and warm and everything day. We're not fixed, you know, and we can move a little bit closer to the sun and that can do it. The sun can move. We're not fixed in the universe. You know, there was an ice age before.
Exactly.
But we might have the odd age, and it's nothing. And, yeah, we might not be helping, or they can say. But the thing is, it takes up so much of the politicians' times when we've got all these problems really on the ground here in Australia and all these quads and people. And they've got that American woman over in Taiwan at the moment And America says, oh, the president said he didn't authorise her to go there, but they supplied her with an American jet to go there.
Mm.
So there's all this double talk. That's my couple of points. I've been really struggling and suffering. My car's been off the road with a gearbox.
Is the back up and running, your car?
No, mate.
Okay. So you are foot falking at the moment. Yeah. Sun bus.
Yeah, I've been on the buses, and that's a nightmare for them poor drivers, people coming on and off with no money, and they're getting 15 robberies on the buses last month. They talk to them, and they don't want to take money because of COVID or getting robbed, so they let you on free sometimes. It's just a mess for them.
Yeah.
And people coming on with no money, and I've been on the buses going to medical centres for a month trying to get my ear feared. Black and Black's good, but yesterday Black and White was good because I saw a really good doctor in Goulburn, and he finally syringed my ear. I think he's an African doctor, and he really treated me well, and so I can hear properly now. And because my car is off the road, I've been struggling to do the cemetery, and funeral things are big in the news.
Yeah.
And I've been getting constructed these aluminium memorials, some world on things and stuff, and with the funeral plans, I feel sorry for all them people. The heartache, you know, because you want your loved ones buried properly, and it's expensive.
Exactly.
It's very expensive
to leave this earth, and then you got costs on top of that when you do leave the earth, you know.
Let me tell you, even if you're covered, you know, we were covered for like 11,000, and my darling died, and it was 8,000 just to get her from the hospital to the cemetery. And I thought, you know, that the funeral plan might cover a small headstone too, but it doesn't. And so you can put up a wooden cross, but it's not going to last. So I wanted something permanent. And the price of masonry and stones are very... Well, I'm just on a pension. And so I've been constructing aluminium things. And so they're at home, and I've got different components of it. And now I can't get it to the cemetery because my car's off the road. I'm 74, and you have to get your affairs in order.
Mm.
And it's just a huge thing. And the struggling artist story for my missus, and I spent all my life back in her and art too. I live with this wealth of art. You've been to my place briefly once.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by it, and I can't even... I'm just jammed, totally jammed. But being what I call as black and white, and black and black, white and white, I'm what is classified as a grey area.
A grey area. Black and white mixing together. My brother, I'll keep moving, Tone, but thank you for your call, and great to hear your ears okay, my friend. You're hearing.
Yeah, there's a few points there, and good on you, sir. When he's another man from Uncle, and we're all gathering information in this country, I think it's relevant, and it's not specifically Murray things, but it's important to all of us.
It's information. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. You take care, bro. That's our Tony Gibbs, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jan Armstrong, and getting some stuff off his chest, and he utilises this vehicle as such. National Talk Black, one-hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dinja country. That's BBM Bumba Rip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Jan Armstrong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. I do have another call on the line. You can check and see who we got here. No, not there. Hello? Thank you. I thought we had another caller, but give us a call, 1-800-422-416. We'll try again there. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Morning. Who's morning, this?
27.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Arnold Murray from Cherbourg.
Arnold Murray from Cherbourg, my brother. How are you?
Good, my brother.
Yeah, good, good. Are you down there, Cherbourg, or where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Cherbourg, yeah.
All right, big shout out there to all the Cobo mob. You know how to breed them down there, don't you, brother?
Yeah.
Someone Cobo.
That's him. Yeah, he's good, my brother. Grandson.
Is your grandson beautiful?
That's him, yeah.
Deadly. And how are you travelling, Uncle Arnold? How are you travelling?
Yeah, I've had my ups and downs here, but I'm on the road to recovery, all good.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
You're a bit cold down that way? You would be, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Another kind cold. We're all good up this way.
I might have to move up north, I think.
I think so. Come to warm country up here, far north Queensland.
Yeah, I'll say to where Richard Grogan
is. Richard, you listening? Hook the brother up. Hey, tell us your story. You ran there as the mayor of Cherbourg. How long did you run in that position for?
Yeah, 4 years.
4 years. Enjoyed that journey?
Yeah. Oh, I enjoyed it, man. You get out and meet so many people, all the mob from the Torres Strait and all other indigenous communities. And it was a deadly journey for me.
Yeah. And you learn off the other mayors, and you're all virtually in the same boat, and you take a page of each other's book, and to provide a safe space and an avenue for your mob in your own community, eh?
Yeah. Well, when we got a recycling plant up and running.
Yes. I saw a documentary on that. Yes. Congratulations.
They were in disbelief, what's happening in Cherbourg, and things in Cherbourg are still going good.
So explain that plant. That's about nurturing aluminium cans and as well as plastic, eh?
Yeah, the plastics and all that. Yeah.
Providing work.
Yeah, we get a lot of people from outside coming in, bringing their cans and everything.
Good.
And even the mob from home, they go around and pick up all the cans and plastic bottles and take them over.
And it keeps the community clean, but it provides work, mate, and looks after Mother Nature as well.
Yeah, it sure does, my brother. Reason why I'm bringing up, I suggested to a great brother of mine, great brother named Eric Law. He's famous to me. He works at the Ration Shed Museum there.
Okay.
I suggested, why don't we have a very special day for Brother Archie Roach?
Yeah, beautiful.
Because this was a big dumping ground for the stolen generation.
Mm, yeah.
They were all sent here to Cherbourg and...
Yep.
When he came out with that song...
Taking the children away.
Oh, hey.
It's powerful, isn't it? It's deep.
It's real. Powerful, man.
And he sings with so much emotion, he sings it with, because it's real. We carry the hurt, don't we?
When he came to Cherbourg, he came to Mum and Dad's place. Over. Mum and Dad were living over the farm then.
Mm.
He sat down with Dad and, he hugged Dad and he cried. While he was talking to Dad, Mum cooked him a big feed.
Yeah.
And cooked him a big feed and I gave him a Chevy Hornet shirt. Yeah, and, having him come to Cherbourg, that was a big thing. When he wrote that song, it broke everybody's heart,
Yeah, of course.
And I spoke to the CEO to organize a bus to go around the community to pick up the elders who can't make it, who can't walk.
And have an Archie Roach day. Play all these songs, have a cup of tea, have a yarn.
You have a barbecue, have a yarn.
Mm.
Bring all the elders down. Bring them all down to the Ration Shed Museum and, just have a big special day for him. And I think we should have it all over Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Up at Torres Strait.
Yep. Well, he was a Delhi musician, but he was an Aboriginal activist, singer, songwriter, guitarist, won many awards, He's with his beautiful wife now, with her in spirit now, Ruby Hunter.
He's going to meet her in a dream time.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
That's
a great concept. I love that idea.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I want to put something back for him, what he brought to this community.
Well, you're making the yarn here on National Talk Black, and I know Cherbourg mob listening in, so, get it together.
Yeah.
Make it happen, eh?
Yep, make it happen, So I just hope all other communities and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people all have a special day for him.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
What he brought for.
And love and thoughts are going out, prayers are going out to the family, the Roach family.
Yeah, yep, that's him, you know. For he bought it for our grandparents and, and grandfathers and our mums and dads and all that.
Exactly.
You know, look where we are today now, you know.
Yep, so true.
Yep. Yeah, my brother.
Well, thank you for the yarn, my brother. And look, keep in touch and let us know how you go with that. And that'd be a fantastic concept, a great idea.
Yep, yeah, my brother. That would be good, especially for sharing those anyway. All the old people, you know, they were all sent here. To show them. And, but I love to talk. Talk to other older indigenous communities and all the mob all over. It's that way everywhere, you know. It's good. So it's good to have. I'll keep you up to date to, to where we have put a special day for him.
Beautiful.
Okay, my brother.
Well, thank you for sharing and all the best, my brother. You take care. And I'm going to play that song for you right now. And that's Took the Children. Talk to General Archie Roach.
Yeah, I'll say to you what my grandfather say. Uramuri.
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 Uramuri. Beautiful.
Uramuri.
Uramuri.
Yeah, that's very gaba.
Uramuri. Uncle Arnold, thank you very much for the yarn. You take care.
Okay, you take care too, my brother.
See you, my brother. Bye-bye. With that, let's go to Archie Roach. Took the Children away with us in spirit, Uncle Archie Roach.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promise said they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep, said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission and told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Well, the man of holy name said you've got to understand. We'll give to them what you can't give. Teach them how to really live. Teach them how to live their self. Humiliated them instead. Taught them that and taught them this. And others taught them prejudice to the children.
Yeah, too spiritual. That song took the children away. That's Uncle Archie Roach. I believe we've got Sister Kay Zara on the line. Kay, good morning. Kay, you there? Kay, which way? Kay Zara, knee savage. My sister, call me black. We've got about 4 minutes left on the program. Great to hear your voice. I was yarning to Kay early this year talking about, she heads up the Cairns basketball, Indigenous basketball, and under the umbrella of Mr. Paddy Mills. NBA player, and that's the last time I had a chat to Kay. It's been a while. Try again. Kay, you there? Good morning. Hello? Kay, which way? Kay. Knock off. Kay, ring me, my sister. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We're coming close to the end of today's program. Like I said, a voice for our people, and do utilize it. And we have yarns across the nation, thanks to NERS. We come to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And it's, like I said, a voice for our people. So do utilise. A big shout out to our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, Deadly Black Network, and all our yarns are strong. And all our culture is alive using their wireless, playing their music, having their yarns. And like I said, powerful tool. We'll try again with Sister Kay again. Yep. Kay, you there, sis?
Yes, I'm here.
Lost you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, darling. Let the mob know. Who your mob? Where are you from, sister?
My name's Kay Zaro, and my dad's from Dunley Island. My mum's from Thursday Island and Vanuatu. So, Yes, I just want to say mayhem to everybody.
Mayhem. Good morning. Good morning. What you want to yarn about, sister?
Well, I'm cruising around in my car. I work for 1300 Rideshare.
Oh, 1300 Rideshare. So you're like a black taxi girl.
I am a black taxi girl. I think I'm the only black taxi girl in Cairns.
So how long have you been doing that, Kay?
Only for about 7 days, like 8 days.
Only a week. So you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, you'd have some good yarns with people, because you don't mind a yarn, my sister.
Picking up our mob, you know, from everywhere, from, you know, the 3Ms out to Edmonton and Gordon Vale and as far north as Trinity Park.
So it's a full-time gig for you?
Yeah, full-time.
Good, I must come and see you on payday, sister. Fantastic.
Yeah, bring me up if you
want to
go for a ride.
Go for a ride. Too deadly. Many black mob there working in that role?
No, so I was ringing just to give you a shout-out for 1300 Rideshare because we do need drivers.
Okay, and black people want to drive?
It would really be nice to have some more, you know, black fellas out here driving and picking up our mob and, you know.
Good on you. Well, we're coming close to the news, but please keep in touch. I want to yarn to you later on about this and we can have another yarn on National Talk Black and talk about that space, my sister. But thank you for the call and love you big time.
No worries.
Or Kay Zaro, big shout out. So there she is, taxi, running taxis, too deadly. Coming to the news, Murray got a sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, too deadly.